A breeze blew through the open bay doors of Fire Station No. 1 in the town of Palm Beach. Deborah Tomarin cast her ballot here for Donald Trump.
I think Florida will benefit from his presence here. And he will drive around and he will see the neighborhoods that have never been changed or helped.
She said since Trump has property nearby, he knows what Florida needs.
I mean, people think that there's no poverty in Palm Beach. They've got to be kidding. There's tons of poverty here. And they just have to drive west. And it's like a third world country. So come on.
On Election Day, Tomarin said she couldn't imagine Trump not winning.
I won't even think it. I don't believe it. I think he's got this hands down.
Edwin Sutton stood outside his polling place in Overtown wearing a T-shirt with Hillary Clinton's face all over it. Sutton works in New York as an actor, singer, and a drag queen, but Miami is his home. He didn't think he'd be able to vote in the 2016 general election. He says he never got his absentee ballot in the mail.
I just felt that they completely took the power away. I felt like powerless.
He said when he called the elections department, he was told,
the only option you have is if you're going to fly down here and vote on Tuesday.
The deputy supervisor of elections said they weren't aware of any issues. Sutton posted about his frustration on Facebook, and that's when a friend offered to buy him a round-trip flight to Miami to vote on Election Day.
I voted for Hillary Clinton. I feel like I really lived my civic duty today, like I performed it. I'm on cloud nine right now.
Sutton had a 6 o'clock flight back. He had to work. He said this was not a vacation. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
And I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West. Almost half the registered voters in the Keys had already voted by Election Day, including Steve Linder. He was out in front of a polling place on the Overseas Highway anyway, holding a sign supporting Trish Dougherty Gibson for public defender. But he said there was a more important question on the ballot.
The presidential race, for sure.
Linder said he's a registered Republican, but he voted for Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump scares me.
On his way into the Stock Island Fire Station, Paul Alario said he couldn't make up his mind until the last minute, when he decided to go with Donald Trump. But he still hadn't made up his mind about another question on the ballot in the Keys, a non-binding referendum on a proposed trial of genetically modified mosquitoes.
I don't know.
You're right outside the precinct.
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't know?
No, not yet.
Keys voters won't have the last word on the GMO trial, though. The ultimate decision is up to the Florida Keys Mosquito Control Board. And on Tuesday, 3 seats on that board were also up for election. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
I'm Wilson Sayre. In Hollywood, Barbara Stewart has been making yard signs for almost half a century. 46 years ago, she and her husband happened to move next door to a former mayor of Sunrise, and he introduced them to the political arena. He was their first client. Her printing business is called American Political Signs. Yard signs are their bread and butter. Candidates for countywide office usually order 1,000 signs, more for judges' races, she says.
If people don't see a sign with a name, it's a sign of no candidate. You know, you're sitting in traffic a lot, Dixie Highway, and you're looking and you're seeing names. And some people tell me that they'll even investigate some of these names and see who they really want to vote for.
Stewart does a bunch of local South Florida races. Alcee Hastings, Joe Garcia, lots of judges. Part of why she's so popular is that she'll put the signs up and, more importantly, take them down after the race.
You know, a volunteer will put up the sign and then forget about it, especially if they don't win.
Candidates have 10 days to take down their signs or else they could be fined. Stewart or one of her employees will go from Key West all the way up to Belglade to pick them up.
It's fun, though. Like, you know, like after today, where's the excitement?
For Barbara Stewart, the race begins after the election.